Hello.
My name is Khadijah. I am calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I am returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
Speaking.
How can I assist you today?
I had went online a little time ago to file my unemployment, but I was told that I could file, but I was working in a different state. So when I tried to file it, it gave me this number to call.
Do you have wages in Alabama?
Yeah, I was getting unemployment from in Alabama. Then it said they was going to exhaust.
Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
111-629919.
Can you verify your name and your date of birth?
Tequila Williams, October 19, 1977.
And can you also verify your mother's maiden name?
Maylene Lynn.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm just going to take a look over your information.
Okay.
Okay, now I see the last time you filed a weekly certification was on the week of October the 24th. Do you want to reopen your claim?
That's what I was trying to do.
Okay, so I can reopen your claim. I'm just going to ask you a few questions.
Okay.
Give me one moment. Had a name change?
Huh?
Have you had a name change?
You said, have I had a name change?
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Do you have difficulty with speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Is that active duty?
Yes.
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
I got my GED.
Do you have an Alabama driver's license?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your driver's license number?
8519504.
And that was 8519504.
8519504.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Are you using your checking or savings account?
It's a debit card, but when I get money off, I use checking, so I guess it'd be checking.
Okay, what's the routing number?
Let me get it.
Oh, okay.
My routing number is 114 924-742.
Can you repeat that, please?
It is 114-924-742.
Okay, that was 114-924-742.
Yes.
And what's your account number?
982-162-712-6826.
Okay, that was 982-162-712-6826.
Yes.
And what's your mailing address?
111 Triangle Lane, Eufaula, Alabama, 36027.
Okay, that's 111 Triangle Lane, Eufaula, Alabama, 36027.
Yes.
Is your physical address the same as your mailing address?
Yes.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, I was staying in Atlanta for a little time.
What's your telephone number?
334-544-3398.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question 1, which of the following street addresses in Troy have you ever lived at or been associated with? 10 Poplar Hill Trailer Park, 1497 Swindle Road, 4590 County Road 2214, 841 POU, or none of the above, or I am not familiar with this property.
I stayed in Poplar Hill. So it might be that one, but I don't remember the trailer number. That was like in 2003, I think.
Okay. Question 2, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Alpharetta, Albany, Roswell, Stone Mountain, or none of the above?
I stayed in Stone Mountain before.
You want to say Stone Mountain?
Yeah, Stone Mountain.
Question 3, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1342 Meadow Lake Drive, 240 Chandler Street, 3511 14th Street, 96 Deerfield Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
I don't remember those addresses. 3511 14th Street, no. Mm-mm. I don't remember.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Yes.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
You say yes or no?
No. That's for the TR thing, right? TRA?
Yes.
No.
Filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic.
Repeat that again.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes.
When was the last day you worked?
The last day. I don't know exactly the date. I need to get the date. I was trying to think. I know it was in January.
You can provide an estimated date.
Okay. Hold on, I can let me see. I have a card thing that comes to my phone with a balance. I could go to that and see.
Okay.
Okay. I got a deposit on the January 28th. So it's like the end of January. Let me make sure. Okay. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Go to the calendar. It might be the beginning of February. Let me make sure. Last day I worked was January 30th.
Okay.
Let me make sure. January 30th, I paid it Thursday. No, it will be, it's between the 23rd or the 30th of January.
Okay, what day did you want to put on your claim?
Huh?
What day did you want to put on your claim?
I don't know if it was the 3rd. I'm trying to see if it was the 23rd or the 30th. I think it was the 23rd. You put January the 23rd up there.
Okay. if not for COVID-19 restrictions since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Do you work through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a date to return to work?
No.
What was your job title?
Machine operator.
Are you searching for work in your current occupation?
Yes.
And what was the name of your last employer?
Southern Plastics.
Okay. And what's their telephone number?
Let's go in and get it.
Okay.
1 second. And I need to update my ID number, my driver's license number. Their number is 334-687-5758.
Okay, and when was your start date?
Let me get back to you. I started I started, I think it was February the 17th, 2021.
Okay. February the 17th of 2021, when was the last day you worked?
January, my bad. January... I had went to February, I'm sorry. January 20th, 2021.
Okay. And what was the city and state that your work was performed in?
Eufaula, Alabama.
Now, have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Sick pay, yes or no?
No.
Holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your last employer?
Yes.
And why are you no longer working?
Because the blow machine, it was messing with my hand, and my hand was cramping up. So I just told them I couldn't work there no more. Like, I couldn't feel my hands when I got up the next morning. And I was never put on in order to clock in with the face thing. It's like they didn't have no room for me, so I would have to give them my name. And it's one of the days I didn't get paid for it. I don't want to deal with that also.
Okay, what's the name and title of the person you advise you were quitting?
Mary
What date did you give notice?
Let me see the date. I worked that Saturday, the 25th, January 25th.
And what is Mary's title?
I don't know what she do, but I know some she answered the phone, so she might be a receptionist. I'm not sure.
Okay, what was the final incident that caused you to quit?
With my hand, it was bothering my hand, like cramping it up. Using the air thing to get the worms out of the machine.
What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to quitting?
I had bought some medicine for my hand, some creams, and I was soaking my hand. You know, home remedy stuff.
Do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Do I wish to have what?
10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No. Or is that a good thing to do?
That's if you would like to have taxes taken out.
No.
You say you needed to update your driver's license number?
Yeah. When I said 9504, it's 9405.
Okay, it's 851-9405.
Yes.
Now I want to give you a PIN number. This PIN number will be used to check the status of your claim.
Okay.
The PIN number is 1977.
1977, okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirement has been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you will be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim. At any time, you may be mailed or otherwise provide additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.